Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, just click on the link in this episode's description. Today, why a British museum is returning some of Africa's greatest treasures. Some of the things in Britain's museums are controversial for what they show, and others for what they represent.
It's the result of the most appalling military atrocity that was perpetrated on the people, and the passage of 100 years does not heal that wound.
Because some collections include things that were taken from other countries during the time of the British Empire. Items which some people, like Dr. Errol Francis, think should be returned.
So this is a whole movement of questioning the means by which these objects were acquired and displayed and the ideas behind it, the Enlightenment, the idea of the Encyclopaedic Museum. That is colonial arrogance.
He's the artistic director and chief executive of the arts and education charity Culture And, and he spoke to Tortoise earlier this year. For him, a lot of the objects on display in museums or sitting in basement vaults should be returned because they were stolen or acquired immorally. Others disagree. They think museums are there to conserve and display humanity's cultural treasures, and it doesn't matter where in the world that museum is. But a recent decision by one institution is a victory for people like Dr. Errol Francis. The British Museum's collection contains at least 8 million objects. And among those 8 million objects is the world's largest collection of Benin bronzes. Here's Giles Whittell, Tortoise's World Affairs editor.
So the Benin bronzes are a very large collection of, in a way what it says on the tin, bronze treasures commissioned by the Oba, or local leader, king of the Kingdom of Benin.
Created as early as the 16th century, the Benin bronzes were commissioned to decorate the royal court in Benin, an ancient kingdom that's now part of southern Nigeria. Highly complex to make, they're regarded as one of Africa's greatest treasures. But in February 1897, they were looted.
By a British military expedition, a punitive expedition sent to Benin under the command of Rear Admiral Harry Rawson.
The palace was burned and their king was exiled.
It was a very similar affair in terms of motivation and results to the looting of Magdala in Ethiopia in 1868. That led to the looting of sacred treasures, some of which now reside in the British Museum. The looting of Benin in 1897 on a trumped-up pretext of punishment for the mistreatment of a previous imperial expedition up the River Niger to Benin was the looting of 10,000 bronze objects, which have since been spread all over the world's museums.
Now spread around 165 museums and many private collections, Nigeria has been demanding the return of the Benin bronzes for decades.
This process has been as old as the kingdom itself.
And now, the Horniman Museum in southeast London has said it will transfer the ownership of 72 treasured artefacts, including its collection of Benin bronzes, to Nigeria. Eve Solomon, the chair of the museum trustees, said, "The evidence is very clear that objects were acquired through force, and external consultation supported our view that it is both moral and appropriate to return their ownership to Nigeria. Once they're back in Nigeria, they'll be displayed with other returned objects."
And they will be housed in a new museum, the Edo Museum of West African History, opening in 2025.
Because the Horniman Museum isn't the only institution that's planning to return its collection of Benin bronzes. Oxford and Cambridge universities recently agreed to return more than 200. And in July, Germany handed back two Benin bronzes looted by British soldiers. So why is the Horniman Museum's decision so significant?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In an interview last September, the then Culture Secretary, Oliver Dowden, told Channel 4 News that it was right that the Benin bronzes remained in Britain.
Well, I think that they properly reside in the British Museum. Now, that doesn't mean to say that we shouldn't work with the government in Nigeria to see how we can share it with them. I think, though, the more important question is how we ensure that the world can enjoy this marvellous heritage.
The British Museum lends items in its collection to other institutions around the world, including to that new Museum of West African History. That's because it's prevented from permanently returning its collection of Benin bronzes by the British Museum Act of 1963 and the National Heritage Act of 1983. The Horniman Museum isn't bound by those laws, but its decision is still significant. Here's Giles Whittell again.
Why notably? Because the museum is partly funded by the government, by the Department for Culture, Media and Sport, and it's the first time a museum of this kind has acknowledged that it is holding on to stolen property and it's time to return it. So the significance of this is perhaps that the dam is beginning to break for the restitution of cultural artefacts stolen in imperial times, held ever since in British museums.
The move comes at the same time as Arts Council England publishes long-awaited new guidance for museums and galleries on restitution, which it says aims to provide advice and best practice for museums in England. And although the guidance doesn't override the existing legislation, which restricts larger museums from following the Horniman's lead, it does help pile on the pressure that they should follow suit. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper. I'd just like to take a moment to tell you about another Tortoise podcast. Last year, as women accused Pornhub of profiting from their abuse, we tracked down its intensely secretive owner. In this week's Slow Newscast, investigative reporter Alexi Mostris finds out what happened next. To listen, search for the Slow Newscast wherever you get your podcasts, or click on the link in this episode's description.
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.